did you have a place that you would keep things that you didn't want to throw away, but you didn't have any use for?
I put them in a smokehouse.
That's a smokehouse.
I put a head big smokehouse with a shed to it.
Uh-huh.
That's our place to put things.
Or did you call that plunder or?
Plunder room, that's what we called it.
That's plunder room. Mm-hmm.
Anything didn't go nowhere, it went in there.
I see. Did you have a place above the ceiling? Did you have a second?
No, sir, we didn't have one. We left the place that way you could go up, put a ladder and go up if anything got wrong up there, fire got out. No. But we didn't have any. We didn't have any top towers, upper rooms, and
things. That's really interesting. You said that you used to cook sweet potatoes and something?
Bake them.
Did you have a name for that kind of stove thing?
That's the oven.
That's the oven.
That's the oven, and that oven had a little rack above it. When you want them to brown good, you put up on that rack. It's next to the fire. You see the fire's over here on this side. And run over on that cover up there. The top is hot all over. But if you want them cooked quick, you can take up one of those little eyes, we call them, and we'll set your pot down in there and cook it hard.
I see. You spoke of something that looked like a skillet, but it had legs on it. What did you call that thing?
I said the pot had legs.
Oh, the pot had legs.
So you could set it down and see if it's round, it'd turn over. It had a little short leg about like that around it, so you could set it down on it.
So did you ever?
When you got through cooking it, you could wash it up and set it down, you know, and turn over.
Uh-huh.
But the inside of the pot was round, you know. Well, the whole pot was round, but it had these little pegs. Around it. The feet, we call them.
I see. Did you have a skillet with legs on it?
An old-fashioned skillet and cook them down on the fire with the fire on top of them. We didn't have one, but I've seen them.
It'd be used in the fireplace.
Yes. They had legs and a long handle. They'd be old thing, nothing like
this. What did they call it? Do you remember?
They're skillets.
They're skillets.
You took them down in the corner of the fireplace. Cooked them on the fire. And then you take the coals on the fire and put on top of that lid on that skillet and bake them on top of it. It made mighty good bread and make good potatoes too. It make anything good. See, folks had to do a lot of ways then that they, how they could get along.
They'd have to make do with what they had.
They had, yes. I believe they're better off than they now have too much.
I think so.
I believe so.
People would be happier if they got something to do
yes.
and to figure out, you know, rather than.
And that's when young folks just run wild. There's nothing in the world for them to do. Now we work. Each one had his job to do. See, one would, Mom made us learn everything. One would cook 1 week. And the next one would, another one would cook. Another one would wash dishes. Another one would do something else, sweep the yards or make the beds. Each one of them had his job, and they went round and round and round. So you learned it good.
That's interesting.
Now children don't do that. They don't even make up their own beds.
Well, they have nothing to...
Just run wild.
I'm interested in what you say there about doing dishes. And would you tell me how you used to do dishes and how you used to
big old dish pans. Big old dish pans. Wash your dishes in this pan, rinse them in this one. Big cloth and dry them, put them up in a little cabinet.
Mm-hmm. And how about washing clothes?
I washed them in a tub, a rug board.
Is that right?
Yes.
Would you do that?
We always had a cook after we got in the size of it, but Mom made us do that anyhow, learn how.
Uh-huh.
We had a cook. And we'd take the, had a well, you know, in the yard, have the beds and have the tubs on there.